How's it going, guys?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back. All right, not everybody at once.
Well, just, I guess, first of all, why the Vikings? Why did you choose the Vikings, Sean?
Well, there's a lot of factors, you know. Number one, the familiarity with the area. I really enjoyed my time here in the past. I've always kept up with the team. You know, still have friends in the area. You know, North Turner being here helped. You know, and then all the, like I said before, the familiar faces in the building that are still here. A bunch of guys that I have a lot of respect for that I was looking forward to getting back and working with.
Hey, Sean, it's Brian Hall with Fox Sports North. Vikings tweeted out a picture of that original contract a few years ago. You remember that one?
Yeah, it was quite a while ago, but yeah, I remember.
Hey, Sean, what stands out to you from your year with Turner in San Francisco?
Well, a lot of things. Norv out of college, I didn't have a whole lot of exposure, but he was at the Redskins when I was going to school at Maryland, so he was able to watch me there. He went to Miami. He wanted to bring me down to Miami, and I can remember talking to him at that point. It didn't work out, so when my time here was done, I was basically out of ball. He's the one that that brought me to San Francisco. He stood on the table to get me there, really played a big part in continuing my career. Obviously learned a lot from him in that 1 year. We were playing with a young Alex Smith and had Trent Dilfer kind of helping us out as well. But that was a great year. Like I said, just learned a lot from Norv and had a lot of respect for him going into that, but gained even more after that year, and I've always followed him, and any chance I've had a chance to talk to him, I've certainly taken that since then.
How about schematic? What stands out about his offense?
Well, he likes to spread the field. He'll hit you vertically and horizontally. Wants to push the ball downfield, and it's an exciting brand of offense. I know some things have changed a little bit, going a little bit more to some no huddle type of things and some things that Teddy does well. But you know, he's been a great offensive coordinator in this league for a long time, and probably one of the great offensive minds maybe in the history of the game.
Sean, Andrew Kramer with 1500 ESPN. What have you been able to kind of garner throughout your career in terms of being the older quarterback in the room, whether it was with and Alex Smith or Matthew Stafford, even the young guys in St. Louis? And do you think that's part of why the Vikings wanted to bring you in here with Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, I think that played a part. You know, it's an interesting dynamic, because you want to establish some sort of competitive spirit amongst the guys in the room, but you also understand your role, you know. Teddy's the starter, but at the same time, I'm going to be pushing him and trying to, maybe it's one day we'll have a competition on most explosive plays, or maybe it's 1 week it'll be a completion percentage competition, or, you know, just things like that. You develop these competitions amongst yourselves, all the while, our goal is, well, my goal is to improve every day, but my goal is also to help him. And be ready for that opponent that week. There's a lot of things in game planning I think I can help him with. You know, we sit down and watch film and study our next opponent. I think I can be a huge asset for him because the coaches have a lot of things going on, so a lot of our film study has to be on our individual time. So I'll be able to sit next to him and go through all that with him, and try to share as much knowledge as I have. And then also just being another set of eyes on the sidelines for him, being able to tell him what I saw, or being able to stick up for him to a coach that might be riding him pretty hard about something, you know, just be like, look, I saw the same thing, I'd have done the exact same thing. You know, so there's a lot of aspects to it. And I'm familiar with all of them, and really looking forward to working with him.
Is that a delicate balance? Obviously, any quarterback wants to start, but obviously Bridgewater is the man here, and there won't be competition. Is that kind of a delicate balance, that situation?
Well, I tell you what, I've been in about every kind of position you can be in, whether you're competing for the starting position during training camp or even like a midweek competition for the starter. And to be honest with you, it's better for everybody if you have your established roles. You know, like I said, we'll have our own competitions and things and keep it fun. It's better to have our established roles. I understand that. I'll be able to fit that role for sure. And then when it is and basically what happens is you take a step back from the leadership part over the whole team, because that's the starting quarterback's job. But whenever I have to step in, then I always tell the guy ahead of me, I'm like, look, this is your team, but right now while I'm playing this, I have to make it my team. And they always understand that, and that's just kind of how it has to work for the quarterback.
Hey, Sean. Matt Vetzel from the Star Tribune. Sorry to keep asking about Teddy Bridgewater, but what are your impressions of what you've seen from him? I don't know how much you maybe got to see what he did this past season. And, have you been in touch with him at all since you've been in town? I know it's still pretty new, but I don't know if that's something where maybe you'd reach out and open the line of communication, or maybe it hasn't happened yet.
He reached out to me. So it was good to hear from him, chatted with him a little bit. So looking forward to working with him. And I'll tell you what, anybody from not just people in this building, but people around the league that know him or have met him, everybody had nothing but great things to say about him. So that's exciting for me as well. Haven't had a chance to really watch him much. Any kind of crossover film that we would have had, I'd have been looking more at the defense that he was facing. Haven't had a chance to really watch him much, but I'm sure that'll change shortly.
Hey, Sean, with the familiarity that you had and knowing Norv was here, as soon as Minnesota reached out, was there a sense that it was always going to be Minnesota, or did you kind of really take some other teams into consideration?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, it was certainly nice having the little three-day window this year in free agency that we didn't have in the past, because it was good for me and my family to sit there, and we really went through the whole process. Wrote things out, pluses and minuses at different places. You could really take your time with it, the way it was set up in free agency. So that part was nice. But I will say that I was very thrilled that Minnesota reached out. Like I said before, Norv's a guy that I've always respected, and a guy that I've always wanted to play for again. That certainly was that went in the plus column for us right away. I can't say that right away I was like, well, that's where I'm going to be. You have to let the process play out. You have to see what team's interests are. There's a lot of things that happen in that 3-day window. I was certainly excited about it.
Sean, this is Dave Campbell with Associated Press. Is there anything that you learned during your first tenure here that, even though you didn't see the field much, you think still, I guess, helps you as a quarterback, 14 years later?
Yeah, absolutely. When I came in here, we had a very explosive offense. Dante Culpepper at the helm and Scott Linehan as the coordinator, and now Norv's the second coordinator that I've had multiple stints with. I've had multiples with Scott too, and both of those guys I respect tremendously. So I was able to learn a lot from Scott. We had Todd Bauman as the backup. Then the next year, Gus Frerotte for 2 years. But really, when Brad Johnson came, my fourth year, is when I was able to find a guy that's game kind of mimicked my game a lot more than the other guys. So I learned a lot from Brad, just in the way he played. Gave me a lot of confidence that look, this the way he plays has worked for him. It's been successful. There's no reason for me to change or try to be like some of these other guys. I can be the natural quarterback that I am. And still have a chance to be successful, and that's uh, That was huge for me, really. Just gaining that confidence from Brad.
Well, hey, Sean, I know you joked about it, I think, before the season opener this year. Can you take us through your kneel downs in the only regular season game you played? What was there, two of them?
Yeah, two of them. Yeah, it was. I thought for sure I was gonna have the world's shortest highlight film whenever I left here, but that's all I got. You know, the quarterbacks ahead of me were blessed with health while I was here, so that was a good thing, I guess.
John, do you get involved at all in the recruiting pitch for Adrian Peterson to try to get him back here?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of that?
Do you try to get involved now at all with the recruiting pitch to bring Adrian Peterson back here or talk to him at all?
No, I don't know Adrian, actually. He wasn't here when I was here, so I don't personally know him on a personal level. I hope he does come back, that's... That's all for him and the front office to take care of. I try to stay in my lane, you know.
Anything else?
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,